This week, the Utah Symphony will embark on their Mighty Five tour, a tour which will hit Utah's five iconic national parks: Capitol Reef, Arches, Canyonlands, Bryce Canyon, and Zion. Set against the stunning natural backdrop of Red Rock Country, they have programmed music that complements as well as contemplates this breathtaking scenery. Two movements of Dvorak's New World Symphony will be on the program, perhaps emphasizing the almost otherworldly nature of this scenery for those who have never experienced it before. Other pieces on the program include Gershwin's An American in Paris, as well as the ever-patriotic Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. This number will be led by a special guest conductor, Governor Gary Herbert. The director of communications in the office of the governor, Marty Carpenter, says that of all the years he's known Governor Herbert, he's never seen him have such a good time. And, based on a quick dress rehearsal Saturday, he didn't do too shabby.
Well, as the governor says, in Utah we have some natural treasures in our national parks and so many of the other beautiful places in our state that combining those with another one of our great treasures, our art and cultural offerings, especially the Utah Symphony, is just a perfect match. And it's a great way to drive some interest in tourism in our state, but also to help people appreciate and experience the arts that we have to offer as well. So it's sort of the perfect marriage between the symphony and our national parks, and give people a chance to hear beautiful music in a beautiful setting.
For more information about times and locations of the concerts, visit our website at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.